Well, I think Coach Quinn, you know, has answered all those questions, but I'll do it again. I thought the first half, you know, we were very disappointed. It wasn't like us in terms of, you know, the first three plays of the game. The first play was an explosive run. Second one was a penalty. Third one was another explosive run. If you take those two runs out, I think it was around 65 or 67 yards. And then when you look what we did the rest of the game, if you total up the rest of the game for the rest of the four quarters, because that happened very quickly, we gave up 60 yards in rushing. But it's not to our standard. It's guys weren't in the right fits, weren't, you know, using the right technique, and we got to play it better, okay? And they know it. And so basically, we went in at halftime. We were disappointed. Nobody had their heads between their legs, and we just the adjustments in this league on any team you go are made on the sidelines immediately. The minute there's an issue, we fix them. And so the, you know, players had heard it from the assistants down on the sidelines, and what we did, we got in there and just talked to them and showed them, hey, these were the plays that we need to fix, and this was the issues, and we're better than what we've proven. Let's go out and, you know, get it done the right way. And the players responded extremely well.
What does three fourth quarter comebacks do for team's
confidence? Well, I think it's a credit really to Coach Quinn. Let's start with him at the top, how he's emphasized finish, you know, in the competition thing, and it's a credit to the players. You know, it's great, the attitude of, you know, hey, we're never out of it. And I think anytime you've got that excuse me, on your side, I think great things can happen for you, which has happened in the first 3 weeks. But we've got another challenge this week, and we've got to continue it.
And those guys up front, it looked like they all had a role in helping you all get
Yeah, we're trying to roll it. You know, like I said, the first half, you're only as good as the people up front, and we try to preach that all the time. And those guys are, you know, they affect the quarterback also. They're the big men that, you know, control the line of scrimmage. And so they did a great job. Like I said, the second half, we're very pleased with it. And also, if you look at our offense, really, really explosive in that second half, which was able to keep us off the field.
And the linebacker, of course, saw Nate Stupar out there a little bit. What was his contribution?
I thought he did a great job. You know, the one interception that we had down in the red zone area, that put our offense in a red zone situation that came up with some points, really what happened, we were able to flush the quarterback out of the pocket, and Stu was able to get the hit on him, which created the interception. So that was a great play with him. There's another one. There was a run to his side where they pulled a big tackle, and then he, you know, took on the tackle, shed him, took on the fullback, got off the block, and made a great tackle for loss. So he's come along really, really, really pleased what he's been doing at the Sam position, because at the beginning when we came here, he was more of a stack linebacker behind the line of scrimmage. Due to injuries and things like that, we moved him to the Sam, and he's contributed very, very well.
In the secondary, how are they playing back there as a unit together?
Well, I think they're doing really well. That, like, Allen got hurt, and Thiesy came in for him and did a nice job. True had the nice big play at the end of the game. You know, Roberts have been improving every week. The back end's coming along fine. Like Willie Mose, I think he might have more interceptions than anybody, but, you know, he always find a way to, you know, to find the ball. He's doing a good job there, and also in the run defense.
And then kind of the number study we try to do, the Adams kid showing up pretty strong.
Yeah, very, very. You know, he's really important to us. He not only can play outside, he can play inside. He's an effective blitzer when we do bring him. Great young man, works really, really hard.
And what challenges will you all face with the Texans? They Blue and Foster might be back. Got the young quarterback making his fifth start.
Mm-hmm.
They were coming off a win.
Well, we think they're a really, really good offense. You know, it starts right now. I think Coach O'Brien's done a great job. It's the New England Patriots type offense. They run a lot of different substitutional packages in terms of, they have every personnel package known to mankind that you have to prepare for. They do a great job in the running game with all personnel packages that you have to prepare yourself for. Foster, we know he's a Pro Bowl player, really good player. He has been injured. We expect him to play, and if he does, he does, and if he doesn't, he doesn't. And Blue's come in and has done a great job with him. They have Grimes, who's not only an effective runner, he's got good hands out of the backfield. So they've got a really good running core. The receivers, they've got the Hopkins, who's, I think, is only going to continue to get better and better. He's got the acrobatic catches. A lot of balls go to him. You got Washington on the other side that has a lot of speed and veteran-type guy. I think he's averaging about 16 yards a catch right now out of him. Both their tight ends are physical blockers, but they do have the ability to stretch the field. offensive line. They've been hurt off and on, but it's a well-coached offensive line. You know, Dwayne Brown was there when I was there at the Houston Texans. He was a rookie when I was there. He's a very tough, physical guy, good athlete. And they like their center comes in. They feel that he's kind of the leader of the group.
Short's kid, is he the slot guy? So he got a lot of balls.
Cecil Short. Yeah, Cecil's short. He's really good. And also they've got Cam, number 13, is another speedy type guy that they do some effective things with. So really well-coached team. It's going to be a battle like it is every week, but we're looking forward to the challenge.